Good morning. You have tuned in to the KRFY Morning Show on Thursday, September 8th, 2022, and you are listening to the Thursday edition, which would be hosted by Jack and Jim, or Jim and Jack. I'm Jack.
I'm Jim.
Hi, Jim. Oh, there. What? There, you're, what? It, there now, you're, was, now you're up. Oh,
that was so unfair.
I know.
You said, set me up and then don't turn on my mic.
I'm sorry. I'm
Jim, and I know probably what's happening to you, Jack, is that you're not used to this coolish weather.
That is right.
You know,
I'm thrown off.
You're throwing off your game. Mm-hmm. That, I tell you, I could get used to this.
Yes, I know you are always commenting that it's that the weather is better once it gets below. What's your threshold? 85?
My threshold. Ooh. you know the thing is about temperatures. When you say 85, your image is like 85 the entire day, but really, 85 now, the day struggles to get up to 85, and then the moment the sun goes down, poof, you know, yeah, it just drops. And here's what, you're a hot weather person, I'm a coolish weather. We have a tiebreaker in the studio. We have Debbie Love from the Bonner Community Food Bank, who's going to do a lot of talking about the food bank and what they're doing there. Debbie, good morning. Was her mic on? Okay, Jack is having issues.
Try that, Debbie.
Good morning.
Okay, you're going to be a tight.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
it's going to be
a
long September.
Another sip of coffee for this young man.
Cheers.
Debbie, you're that's right. Cheers.
Cheers.
You're the tiebreaker. Where are you in all of this weather?
Oh, I like it a little cooler. Yeah, since I've lived in the north, I appreciate it a little cooler, but. Yeah. I love the warm weather, too.
I tell you, I'm glad August was in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was nasty.
Yeah. Did we possibly get a little rain yesterday, by the way?
Ooh.
I thought I felt a raindrop, which was unexpected. I thought it was going to be smoky and kind of hot all day, and instead it kind of came in rainy.
Ooh.
Which...
Not on me. How about
not on you,
Debbie?
No
maybe,
rain on me.
Maybe
huh?
It was just
no
shaking
rain.
Off the trees.
No rain on us.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something else about the weather.
We're all ears.
Widespread haze before 4 p.m. today. High of 76. Sunny and calm, wind becoming north. Around 6 miles an hour in the morning. Okay, that's now, the morning.
Right now.
Continuing tonight, we have widespread haze between midnight and 2 a.m. Areas of smoke before midnight, mostly clear with a low around 43. 43 degrees tonight. Okay, sunny tomorrow, and the haze forecast for tomorrow is not hazy, apparently. Looks like the haze is going to disperse later tonight, and we will have a sunny day tomorrow with a high of 73 degrees. 41 on Friday night is our low, sunny and 79 on Saturday, and mostly clear on Saturday night. And then back to 85 is the high on Sunday.
85?
The cutoff.
Let me go back to the forecast. I read it earlier today during Democracy Now! What's the source of the haze? Is it just the coolish temperatures, the heat of the earth and the cool air, or is it smoke related?
I believe it's smoke related.
Okay.
We have the air quality alert. The air quality advisory is issued for the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality due to wildfire smoke from local and regional fires. Wildfire smoke may move in and out of the area depending on fire and wind activity. Some areas may be more impacted than others. And impacts Bonner and Boundary County until at least Thursday, September 8th. That's today.
Boy, the other day it was really bad. You could hardly see Schweitzer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
No, it's not good. We need a little bit of September rain is what we need, I think.
Oh.
But
no.
That there is a 20% chance of rain in the forecast, but not until next week. So
okay.
Could happen. There we go. Do you have a clever segue to talk to Debbie Lynn?
Or
what else do we need to discuss?
Well, I think we need to discuss, a very key date this past week was Labor Day, because I remember that as a kid, Labor Day always meant end of summer, start of school. So how did everybody spend their Labor Day weekend?
I'll go. Okay. My weekend was good. I think on Sunday, we took advantage of the nice weather that we had on Sunday and went out to Green Bay on Lake Pendre, not in Wisconsin. enjoyed ourselves on the beach, had some bratwurst on a gas grill, not a charcoal grill, so we weren't contributing to that air quality alert. But actually on Sunday, very clear. Yeah.
Cool.
And it was nice. That was our big exciting thing. And then on Monday, worked on patching the floor in our house. So that's that's what I did.
And what did the loves do?
We went over to Hunters, Washington and picked up a little puppy, a little border collie.
Ooh, and the name?
His name is Kenny.
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 K-E-N-N-Y?
Significance of the name?
Not really. He just acts like a Kenny.
Yeah.
Like a Kenny Loggins?
Oh, I know the type. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a little golden white border collie, which is rare. You know, typically we have black and white ones. But yeah, he's a little cutie. He's 8 weeks old.
Now, the decision of the breed, is there, do either you or Will have a history of border collies or?
We do. We had Brooke and Todd, and they unfortunately passed away this year. So back in March, and they were 15.
Okay.
And we had them since they were puppies too. So it was time to bring home another one with our, and we have another one, Joe, and he's never been without a buddy. So we thought.
How's it been?
It's been great. Yeah. They're getting along just fine. And actually the cat and Kenny are getting along more, are playing more. And it's cute to watch them roll around the living room.
What's the cat's name?
Pepper.
Okay. That's nice.
You know what that reminds me of? Late at night on our television set, before we nod off, we watch Pet Collective. Have you ever seen Pet Collective?
No.
It's for people who are obsessed with pets. And they will have little videos of baby cats and baby dogs playing with each other. And they're just adorable. And then you'll have one of a old dog with a little cat just walking all over. It's just delightful. And we have to turn it off, but it's a nice way to segue into sleeping. But anyway, I just thought, tune in to Pet Collective.
Okay.
I don't know what channel it's on. It's one of our stations that we get on our Samsung television.
Yeah. And you were abroad this weekend.
Yeah.
Can you call it that? You were out of the country.
I was out of the country. I mean, it felt so interesting. Yeah, went up to Nelson, and as you might know, one U.S. dollar is worth 132 Canadian.
Ooh.
So you shop.
Shop till you drop.
You bet. And came back with a pair of skis and a day pack and sandals and all sorts of good things. But it was nice to be out of the country.
Yeah. When last we spoke, you were a little bit apprehensive about making your connection, sort of getting to the appointment at the border crossing right on time.
Yeah,
did it go okay?
And we went through Medellin Falls, and we had an 11:45 border crossing, and we were so excited to be there, we forgot to ask what happens if we were late.
Yeah,
we didn't, and so I don't know what happens.
So you can't, you have to make an appointment now? You can't just show up to the border like you
once did. You make an appointment, and at least that's the way it was last Friday.
Yeah, interesting.
Very interesting. But one of the highlights of up there is one of our favorite restaurants, the Outer Clove, we haven't been there because of the pandemic, changed hands, and it now does Czech, Hungarian, and Slovak cooking, and I lived in Bratislava for 2 years back in the late 1980s, and it was so wonderful that the person who owns it now had books on Slovakia, and so during the dinner, I just thumbed through the books, and it was wonderful.
Huh.
Wow. And I had chicken paprikash. And that's a dish that my favorite dish that my mother would make. So I had a little bit of a trip down memory lane up in Nelson.
I've never had that.
Chicken paprikash?
No. What is it?
You boil the chicken with, you know, you put onions and in the pot, and you boil the chicken parts. And when they're done, you lift them out, and then you add sour cream and paprika, and you make a sauce. And my mother always would put it over rice, but they had spätzle up there, egg noodles or whatever. And not egg noodles, but egg little pillows.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, but it was delicious.
Ooh.
And and next time I go up, they have schnitzel. And and Doug had halushki, which is the Slovak national dish, which is pasta, not pasta, but egg noodles and cheese and bacon.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds about right.
But it was delightful. It was a good weekend. And Nelson is Sandpoint's sister city.
Ah.
And so we walked. Hi, we're from your sister city.
Yeah.
Hi, and the carpet just rolled out for us.
I wonder what our relationship is. I mean, do we send an ambassador up every once in a while or anything? Well, sure. Yeah. I guess you did.
Jim's right.
Yeah. Okay. You're the ad hoc Sandpoint ambassador but to
Nelson's,
sister city.
Nelson's always a fun city to go to. We had that restaurant, and then we went to an Indian one on Saturday, and then we had Chinese on Sunday.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Diverse cuisine.
And speaking of food,
hey,
that's our segue.
Yes. Good job.
Debbie Love from the Bonner Community Food Bank, one of our most favorite people, is with us. And we're going to talk about, first of all, the food drive on this Saturday.
Yes. So we have the Panada Cleanup Crew hosting our food drive at Super One. And I'd like to say this is a kickoff because September is Action Hunger Month.
Oh, tell us more. What does that mean?
So Feeding America, which is the National Food Bank, has created September as Action Hunger Month. And so all of the food banks and pantries across the nation use September as a way to gear up for the fall and the holidays and bringing awareness to food security.
Perfect.
So I'm using your food drive as our kickoff to Action Hunger Month.
It's over at Super One, 9 to 3. The members of the Panada cleaning crew will be there, and you'll probably see a lot of familiar faces, and just simply grab an item, grab two items or three or four, and help the food bank.
Yeah, thank you. And you'll be handing out little shopping lists for people.
Yep. You know, I think the thing is that people, you know, rather than going through, ooh, I wonder if the bank needs this, or if I wonder if the bank needs that, those little lists are really helpful.
Good.
You know, that's wonderful. So that's this Saturday. Let's talk about the food bank as in terms of food security right now. How are the shelves at the food bank?
We had a wonderful ad in the Reader recently.
Yay, Reader.
Yes, we appreciate them on the back page there. And it provided basically all the food needs that we're needing. And we got great response from that. So our shelves are filling up. Fortunately, I think too, as the weather changes and we get closer to the holidays, people start to remember those in need. So that always helps as well. We figured out yesterday that we are serving for one client every 3 minutes. So we have had record numbers.
During your open hours.
During the open hours.
Wow.
And so
one client every 3 minutes. So how much, just a guess, a rough ballpark guess, how many per day?
Over 100.
Over 100 per day. Mm-hmm. And that's 5 days during the week. Mm-hmm. And that does not, that you're not counting in your food deliveries.
No. This is just.
And how many food deliveries do you have?
Oh, right now we're probably down to two. Most people are excited to be out, so we've got a few in the far corners of the county that need a little help.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow, 500. That's amazing. That's a lot.
And the hours of operation? since you mentioned that.
Yes, our market shopping hours are from 9 to 2:30. And then our open hours for donations were there from 8 to 3.
Okay.
And you're located at?
1707 Culver's Drive. And, you know, we do have, I don't know if you've noticed, the new housing developments coming in there on Boyer.
Yes, yes.
So we've had some confusion that part of Ebbett Way by UPS has been closed.
Oh.
So we've had to go around from the north end through Culver. So
are there signs?
Yes, there are signs that say it's closed, and then we'll get calls. But we appreciate everyone's patience through that. You know,
so. I went there yesterday looking for you, and I found out that I couldn't get through, and I was like, but sure enough,
but you knew where it was.
I at least knew where the food bank was. That was good.
Thank you. I'm glad you made it.
I know. it's no sweat once you know where it is. But yeah, it's. You are back there behind the construction right now.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea how long that construction's going on, by the way?
No idea. Okay. It just seems like every day different parts of the roads are closed.
Yeah.
So
all related to that that new development, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's happening across Boyer, and then there on Culver's and Ebbett, too, right across from the food bank. There's some housing going in there.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Debbie Love. What we mentioned before we got on the air was that we kind of wanted to talk about you.
Oh.
Ta-da, ta-da.
Oh, thanks.
The person behind the name and the border collie.
Yeah. How did you get involved in the Bonner Community Food Bank? I think you were a guest on this radio station before you were involved in the community food bank. You were doing other things in the community too.
Yes, working for the Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it seems kind of a switch, but I've always helped with the arts in that case, so it wasn't too far out that I was with the Arts Council at the time, but previously, I had worked with homeless education over in Spokane, and then I'm originally from Boise, so just working with youth and as far as like probation needs, I was a recreational specialist where I would teach young boys the opportunity on different lifestyle living.
Okay.
And they were ordered there by the court, so it was probation. But it was a basically a treatment home. So I did a lot of that for a while and just worked social science or social human services in that regard. So it just kind of progressed there. And I was serving on the Distinguished Young Women Committee at the time. And a woman was volunteering with the food bank and knew that Alice Wallace, my predecessor, was retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were looking for someone to come in and fill her position when she leaves. And so this woman brought it to me. And I said, I'd love to get back into human services and help our community that way. There is a great need here. And so I met with Alice a few times over the summer back in 2015 and then was able to come on to the food bank with Alice at the board, enjoyed everyone there and what the mission is. And I really love the market style shopping. That was a new concept.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the market style, which is becoming more normalized for food banks, but in the bigger regions, it's not so much. So a lot of people will come to the food bank and they'll get a box of food and you don't necessarily get to pick what you get.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you get to walk away with a box and hope that fulfills your needs and what you need. So the market, Alice at the time had gone over to Seattle, a little pantry outside of Seattle, and found that they were doing market shopping and she loved the idea. So she brought it back to Sandpoint and started that concept here. So everyone will shop. What we do is we give, depending on how many are in your household, they get an allotted amount of points per month to shop with. And people are able to come in weekly to use those points. But right now, because of fuel prices, we have families coming in once a month, depending on where they live, you know, and they'll use all their points at once.
Okay.
Whereas other families are able to divvy them out through the week on their needs and, you know, how they're doing.
And my understanding is the vegetables and produce and things like that are no points?
Absolutely. So if someone finds themselves in the middle of the month without points, they're welcome to come in anyway. And we always have items that are zero.
Which is a nice segue into if you're thinking of donating to the food bank, something that gets overlooked is, I know right now, zucchinis. I mean, in your own gardens, look and fruit trees are going to shortly be coming into, I know that apples are not ready yet, or the prune plums and things like that, or the pears. But when they do start, keep the food bank in mind, you know, that when I said zucchini, and I have to giggle about that, the mantra, I have a cousin and his wife was an elementary school teacher, and the mantra in September was lock your car in the parking lot, lock the doors, because you'd come out of school and there'd be zucchini in your back seat.
Yeah.
You know, so and you know, zucchini is so adaptable, you know, you can do it with lots of things with it, so keep the food bank in mind with your own gardens that are probably, tomatoes are just coming in gangbusters right now, at least in our garden.
Nice. We had plums. I meant to pick a bunch of them and bring them down to the food bank. My young son really liked the plums a lot. And then the deer must have found out about the plums because they went fast. And I mean, we noticed the after effects of deer having been there. So either that or some other plum thief came through.
The low-hanging fruit?
Took all the low-hanging fruit off of our plum tree, which I felt a little bad about, but then I thought, well, deer need plums too, I guess. So yeah, that's okay.
Sure.
So keep the food bank in mind. I'd like to go back to Debbie, and what have you found being at the food bank in terms of you went into the position, and I'm sure that you learned things along the way. About working with the community, people who do have food needs, and the community responding. Just an overall picture of what you've learned in your position.
Sure, on that side too, but I also learned a lot on the grocery side. So that was something I hadn't had any experience with as far as ordering, just a pallet size, how to palletize, what 5 footprints on a truck means, you know, those are pallets and just things like that on that end, which was great, a good challenge for me to learn. And during the pandemic, I really got an eye opener on how to order through a food broker, distributors on a national level, bringing food to Bonner County in that way, because things were so minimal here in Sandpoint.
So not only do you have donations, I take it, like from the local grocery stores or food drives and gardens, but you also purchase food?
Absolutely.
Okay, so in other words, monetary donations.
Yes, absolutely.
And who do you go to? I mean, you mentioned a food broker. I mean,
I know.
Wrap my mind around that.
So there are warehouses that will specialize. Someone will help you find the food that you're looking for. And depending on freight costs, that's another addition to that. Mm-hmm. But they'll do that research for you in finding where to get that food. So one year during the pandemic, we couldn't find gravy. And there's a young lady in Southern California that works for GenMax Foods. And she worked hard and found gravy over in Pennsylvania for us. And we were able to ship it over for less than a dollar a jar of gravy. So, I mean, there are things like that that people do, and very helpful for food banks.
A food broker. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to just reach out to a food broker and start having things delivered to my house?
You know, I think you could, but it's all in like minimum 3 pallets kind of thing, or minimum 5 pallets, which means over 2,000 jars. Whatever.
Hi, I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm out on Pine Street, west of town, and I'd like to have 2 pallets of gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I don't think I could use that much gravy. I wonder what we could go through.
But restaurants and things use them. And
As a food bank, do you get discounts?
We do. We get wholesale prices, so because we are a food bank.
Now, do you get any federal monies?
We don't get federal monies. We get food commodities. So the USDA, we have 2 federal commodity programs, which is TFAP stands for the Emergency Food Program.
Okay.
And then the Senior Box Program is the CSFP, which is Commodity Supplemental Food Program for people that are 60 and older needing an extra supplemental box of food. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we're part of that program, which is great because we have the largest list in Northern Idaho mm-hmm. right now of seniors on that list receiving an extra food box per month.
Could you give a, I know this might be difficult, a profile of the person who comes knocking on the food bank store? You mentioned seniors. I mean, I know you probably don't have exact numbers, but, you know, people fall through the cracks, seniors, people in between jobs. What would be your profile of the person coming to the food bank?
Well, it's interesting because it's changed. So I've seen just through inflation, you know, fuel, all the prices going up, we now mm-hmm. have a lot of working families coming that just can't make ends meet buying gas. So they're making those choices. Can we buy food or do
right.
we, you know, pay for to fill up our truck to get to work?
Mm-hmm.
So it's changed. But that's one thing I've learned, too, is that anyone can walk through that door. You know, we kind of have the stereotypical thought that it could be someone with no job, homeless, things of that sort. But it's not. It's working families, our elders who are on fixed incomes.
What's the geographic range?
So we've got right now it's increased. So our seniors 60 and older are our highest demographics that we're serving right now. And it's about 500 a month.
Okay.
Approximately.
Okay. Those are people on fixed incomes?
Yes.
Okay.
So they
okay.
receive Social Security.
And with rising food prices, mm-hmm. that really impacts. Okay.
Yeah. So what's nice when we do put an article out or I'm on the radio, our clients listen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
mm-hmm.
mentioned it the other day that she really enjoyed our show. It helps awareness for them to know that they can come and get services at the food bank.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think, and where do all these people come from? I mean, where in the, physically, where
oh,
do they
sure.
come from?
Sure. So yeah. we serve all of Bonner County. So we've
yeah.
got the Sandpoint Food Bank, and then we have a Priest River Food mm-hmm. Bank on the west side of the county.
Okay.
So.
How about your volunteers? Who else helps around the food bank besides Debbie Love?
Oh, great. We've got a lot of team. It takes a team.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, this is our whole community. We live in a great community. We have about, now we're back up to 40 volunteers, which is great.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are, Mondays and Fridays.
Okay.
A lot of our summer volunteers are heading south for the winter. So Mondays and Fridays, we have openings from anytime from 8 to 3.
Let's say I'm somebody who I'd like to volunteer, but I've had shoulder surgery. Is there going to be lifting? What's the physicality of your volunteerism?
Sure. We have all of them. Our oldest volunteer is 94.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's wonderful. She comes in and she was here yesterday, actually, at the food bank. So we have people that can help with checkout. There's minimal lifting.
Okay.
It's something that people can do. And then on the back end side of the warehouse, there's, you know, moving boxes, also sorting food, stocking food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also just general office help, too. So, mm-hmm.
Should we play a song and then come back to Debbie?
May as well.
Okay. I queued up September songs. And since it is September, we'll play a song by Roseanne Cash and her daddy, Johnny Cash, called September When It Comes, and then we'll close up our interview with Debbie Love from the Bonner Community Food Bank.
That was Roseanne Cash with Johnny Cash, September When It Comes.
And it is here.
Here it has come.
I mean, mm-hmm. It has arrived. We're here with Debbie Love in the studios of 88.5 KRFY, and Debbie Love is the executive director at the Bonner Community Food Bank. I always mm-hmm. hesitate because I want to say county.
Yes,
but
everyone does.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I hesitate.
Mm-hmm. You caught yourself.
But we're here to just let everyone know on Saturday, September the 10th at Super One, stop by between 9 and 3, do your grocery shopping, and we'll be out there. The Panada cleaning crew will be out there. with the carts and just drop something in the food bank, and we'll have little slips to give customers when they walk through Super One.
A shopping list for what's...
A shopping list, yeah. You know, and you just take, you know, I mean, one of the things is, and I said it before, is that on sale is Rice-A-Roni for, I think, 69 cents a box, and rice is one of the things that can be used in quantity at the food bank, so... Pick up a box or two and put it in.
Who is the Panada cleaning crew, Jim?
Well, just the neatest bunch of people you could ever come across. I won't say last names, but there's Phil and Megan and Jill and Barbara and Scott and Nancy and Tom and myself. There's eight of us, and we clean the Panada Theater. The Panada Theater right now, well, for about the past year, finding someone to clean the theater on an irregular basis. It's not a steady 40-hour week job. There's been an event on Tuesday night. Can you come in on Wednesday? There's been an event on Thursday. Can you come in on Friday? That sort of thing. And the wages that we paid are not competitive at all. And But these volunteers came forward, and when I put out the call, I didn't know that anybody would come out and clean the Panada, and it is just a joy. These people are so much fun to be around, and everybody knows what to do. You know, Megan and Jill, they clean the bathrooms. Barbara and Scott, they have the main auditorium. Nancy is the premier popcorn machine cleaner. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lord help the Colonel, you know, that gets... and Phil does the lobby along with Tom. They clean the glass and up in the balcony. So I do the bar, and mm-hmm. everybody has a role to play and don't... And then when we're done, you know, I close up the theater and I walk out, and they're all gathered outside talking, you know, mm-hmm. like they haven't seen each other. Mm-hmm. You know, they've just been... So it is just a wonderful group of people who love the Panada, who love the community, and one of the members of the cleaning crew is really involved at the food bank. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved with the food bank, and I thought, what a neat way to give visibility to the Panada cleaning crew, and that the Panada gives back to the community. The community gives so much to the Panada, so it's our way of giving back.
Yeah. How would it, if you were involved in a different group, not the Panada cleaning crew, but if you had a little group of friends or something like that, and you wanted to do something similar, how would you go about doing that?
Oh, Jack. Aha. Glad you asked. So you could call the food bank and give us a day, and we have no problems. We have those connections with the stores, so we set up the time that you're available with your group, and then we supply the banner, the
slips of paper that, you know, to give to people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like KRFY could do it if KRFY wanted to do it.
KRFY could do it.
Could do it.
We need some more, we need a huskier volunteer crew is what we need around here. But we're getting some.
But they also schedule pickup, mm-hmm. food pickups that you do is you just stand there and smile and be grateful. Uh-huh. And then every so often a person from the food bank comes by and takes the food in your carts.
Well, okay.
But cool. This is, you know, I could be wrong, but I don't think this is something like every Saturday, because then shoppers will, I'm going to go on a Thursday now. They don't want to. Some people might feel they're being assaulted. Mm. And so, but, you know, I think, you know, occasionally, this is my second one. I did one with the Sandpoint Men's Group. Mm-hmm. And I think we raised, poundage-wise, the most pounds of food. I think we raised on a Saturday over a ton of food.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's quite a bit.
Yeah. Another idea too that people have done over the summer is they have barbecues with family and friends, and they ask them to bring a can of food or something, and then they'll deliver them. So that's neat for birthdays or things like that. So
that's smart. Yeah,
there's lots of ideas.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should start when we have guests come in here on the morning show. Bring a can of food,
right?
Like Debbie.
No. Yeah. Well,
exactly.
We'll be happy to do that. You can have a nice, friendly interview if you bring a can of food, and if you don't, then it's then it's question time. Ooh. Then, it, yeah, then you're in the hot seat.
Yeah, paint you in a corner.
Yeah, they ask you questions about yourself.
Yeah, or Kenny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's Kenny in your life, Debbie? Does Will know?
Oh, Kenny's so cute and cuddly.
Tell us more. Debbie Love, thank you so much for all the good that you and your staff and volunteers at the food bank are doing in the community. And we recognize it and we appreciate it and we value it.
Thank you. And I appreciate all of you that give to the food bank. It really is a great community.
Bingo.
Yes.
I get
overwhelmed because we have so much help and we couldn't do it without you. Literally, we could not do it without our community.
Mm-hmm. Again, this Saturday at Super One, the Panada cleaning crew will be hosting a food drive from 9 till 3. So stop by. These will be familiar faces and say hello. Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have another September song and then we'll go to our regatta guest.
That's right.
Annie Lennox, Half of the Eurythmics. This is a song. With September in the title, September in the Rain.